USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Voters have been weighing in for several more state primary elections this week. On Tuesday, voters cast ballots for president and other races and ballot items in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. Donald Trump harshly criticizing President Biden's management of the U.S.-Mexico border. USA's John Schaefer with more.
Speaking at a campaign event in Grand Rapids, Michigan Tuesday, Trump said that Biden is permitting a bloodbath to unfold at the southern border.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
Trump pledged to take a tough stance on illegal immigration should he win the presidency in November.
President Biden says he had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. The White House reports the two leaders delved into a variety of critical topics such as China's backing of Russia in its conflict with Ukraine, tensions in the Middle East, and matters concerning Taiwan and the South China Sea. The White House, expressing some stated outrage over that Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of half a dozen World Central Kitchen workers, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasizing the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident, demanding appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and will continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance to Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers inside Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 of them have lost their lives in the Israel-Hamas war. Multiple deaths are being reported, and many more are injured after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. This is USA News.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, and find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
A man is dead in Florida after crashing a small experimental aircraft not too far from a local airport. The sheriff of Polk County, Florida, is Grady Judd. He says 76-year-old Arthur Canning had just taken off and may not have had time for a distress call.
Certainly he could have made a transmission, but it would have had to have been real quick because he was up and into the ground in seconds.
The pilot had built the plane himself and had only flown it a couple of times before the crash, the first time last Saturday. A deadly school shooting in Finland. USA's Corey Myers with details.
One child has died. Two others have been seriously injured in a primary school shooting in Finland. Both the victims and the suspect just 12 years old. The handgun used in that shooting was licensed to a close relative of the shooter. That shooter has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Police say they have no details about a motive as of yet.
LSU women's basketball is under fire after the team did not come out for the national anthem before its regional final game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa players held hands during the Star Spangled Banner. LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. LSU head coach Kim Mulkey said it was not intentional. It was just their routine, although they weren't on the floor for the anthem last year when they played Iowa for the national championship. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.